Hey guys, I don't know if you're like me, but I love Count the Dings and everything it has to offer. I just can't find everything I need. You know, I know about Cinephobe, and I know about the mailbag, and I know about Bomb, but that's all we do, right, Amin?
No, we do so much more.
What?
Yeah, absolutely. If you sign up, patreon.com/countthedings, you'll find a plethora of other content, fresh content, extended content, the OG pod overflow, the Cinephobe cold opens that we've taken and made their own thing to live only there, the Rewatchingtons, Bomb in its full and unadulterated cut, early drops of Cinephobe episodes, and so much more.
Said the OG pod. Now, is it new or is it old?
Mace, I'm glad you asked that. It is a new incarnation of the old OG pod.
Oh.
So it's me, Zach, Trey, Waz, Tom.
I love those guys.
Just like we always were, going back to the True Hoop days, we're recreating that magic, recapturing it, and putting it back out. We're talking hoops, we're talking pop culture, and most importantly, we're talking for 40 minutes for free, but then another specific Patreon exclusive segment for every one of those episodes.
Funny enough about that OG pod, you're getting Tom and Trey on Mondays, you're getting me and Waz, aka Zosny, on Wednesdays. Amin's floating in between.
I'm a floater.
You never know when you're gonna get Amin in those, so you gotta listen to them all.
And what if I'm not sure what Maze looks like, because I've always thought he's a fat man with a fedora, he's got a weird voice. How can I see for myself what this Maze character actually looks like?
It's crazy you don't know the answer to this because it's the Cinephobe Pod YouTube page.
What?
The CT5s on the Cinephobe Pod YouTube page. You can look at all of us.
You can get all the OG pods on YouTube too, at Count the Dings 1 on YouTube, at Cinephobe Pod on YouTube. Patreon.com/Count the Dings gets you everything all in one feed. You can link it to your Spotify. And now enjoy the show.
Hey, listener, Zach Harper here. Underdog Fantasy, the easiest place to play fantasy sports. Also, fastest growing fantasy app in the industry. Here's how it works. The Pick'em game. Pick whether your favorite players will have a higher or lower stat total in this week's game for a chance to win big. How big, you ask? I'm so glad you asked that question, listener. You can win up to 100 times your money in a single night. Pick between 2 and 5 players, build a pick'em entry. You can also do rivals picks. You can put like Tyrese Haliburton and Jalen Brunson against each other, and whoever has more points, more assists, more rebounds, whatever you want to do, that is your rivals pick. I would maybe go with Jalen Brunson in these playoffs. By the way, in the regular season, Jalen Brunson, scoring tear, going higher on his point totals all the time. Joel Embiid, whenever he did actually play, higher on his scoring totals all the time. Victor Wembanyama, for the next 15, 20 years, here's a pro tip for you, take higher on the blocks. That's right. So you're probably wondering, how do you sign up? Oh my God, listener, you are full of good questions today. Sign up with the promo code DING, that's D-I-N-G, to claim your special pick first-time deposit offer, up to $250 in bonus cash. $250, man, that's a lot. Visit underdogfantasy.com or find them in the App Store. And don't forget to register with our code DING, D-I-N-G, to claim your special pick and first-time deposit offer, up to $250 in bonus cash. Must be 18 or older, 21 or older in Massachusetts, Arizona, 19 or older in Alabama and Nebraska, and present in a state where Underdog Fantasy operates. Terms apply. Concerned with your play, call 1-800-GAMBLER or visit www.ncpgambling.org. Arizona 1-800-NEXT-STEP. That's 1-800-639-8783. Or text NEXT STEP to 53342. New York, call the 24/7 HOPE line at 1-877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY 467-369.
Welcome to another fun-filled episode of Black Opinions Matter. Motherfucker, my name's Amin Hassan. I'm joined, as always, by Black Trey and Big Jerv. Merry New Year to everybody. I hope y'all had a happy, safe holiday. We're going to get into what everybody did. We're also going to talk about Kendrick Lamar being, quote, the greatest rapper of this generation, according to the failing New York Times. We also got some other shit. We got a lot of shit, man. This, my man, Young Thug, man. This shit's going all bad for him. But first, I want to remind everybody, patreon.com/countthedings. Make sure you are signed up. Make sure you are a member so that you can get all the perks, like the overflow episodes, like the OG podcast, the watch alongs, the Discord. I could go on and on. Just make sure you do it. Just do it, man. It's a new year. Go ahead, man. Make yourself happy. You also get this whole episode all at once as opposed to bit by bit as we've been doing here the last month or so. But yo, but while we're on the topic of Compton, man, New York Times put out an article saying that Kendrick Lamar is the greatest rapper of his generation. Kendrick Lamar is the greatest rapper of his generation.
So I got a chance to read the article, right?
Uh-huh.
It wasn't nothing about that. Like, I don't know why editors do that. I don't know. Is it to, like, reel people in or start the conversation or to get it clicked?
What's the article about? What was the article
about? It's basically about Dave Free and Kendrick, how two homeboys growing up in the city of Compton, and basically how they got to where they are. It's just like fucking Even Cole, like, story. Okay. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
But it was pretty much like, oh, how they signed with Top and how they pretty much transitioned out of Top Dog ENT. You know what I'm saying? And then why they wanted to do PG Lang and how their homies didn't do all this other shit, right? But there was, like, the writer, he was cool and he was expressing all this other stuff, which was funny. But when, you know, the topic dropped in the chat, we were talking, and it was just like, really? Like, nigga, of the generation? So I was kind of confused too, because I'm like, is Hov not a part of this generation? Because if it's a generation, then it's Hov. So then I started to break it down, and I'm thinking, like, I would like to say Drake, right? Because Drake has hits, the numbers show, right? But then again, if we say the Ghost Riding shit, shout out to Jerk, if we say about the pop, you know, him being a world-renowned artist, he's an artist. I don't consider him a rapper anymore because he can sing, he can do all this other shit. He makes dance music. So he's taking himself out of the genre. So we X him out. Cole. I said Cole is elite. But again, I didn't personally feel that he is looked at overall as bigger than Kendrick. And he obviously can sell out arenas. He can do MSG. He can do all this shit. He can go across the world and he has a festival. You know what I mean? He can do this shit. So again, when you think of the top three artists, who it is, it's those three, but depending who you ask, you can kind of interchange, right? So the thing about Kendrick, his lane, what he's choosing, is not some shit you want to listen to in a car. It's some shit that you don't want to listen to in a club. And you got a whole different generation that's like, what he says is law. Lyricist wise, I probably think Cole is the best lyricist of the three.
Mm-hmm.
But if I'm to say of the generation, I'm saying Future. All them niggas listen to Future on the sneak.
This is the interesting part about it, because as Jervis deep sighing, because if the measure, I think the measure of one of the measures of greatness, not the measure, but one of the measures of greatness is like how much do you influence people? Like how much do you influence the sound? So like one of the few arguments for Tupac over Biggie is that it inspired like fucking a generation of people to mimic the cadence, the style, the, you know, the like how he dressed, all that stuff. The people were all doing these Tupac basically impersonations for years after that, in a way that Big, you didn't have people who were trying to be like Big other than Jay-Z. So it's I see when you say Future, it's not a ridiculous answer for me in my mind, because like, look, all these niggas are rapping like that. Like they all are, the subject matter, the tone, the even the music that they pick, that's all Future. Like
even on an off day, you'll see Cole playing Future. Kendrick loves Future.
Oh yeah, no, they love that nigga, man.
Future is everybody's favorite rapper's favorite rapper.
Yes, like, absolutely.
That's what it is, and they're trying to. First of all, I'm glad you said that, and I'm glad I said that. Rolling Stone said it's time to leave Future in 2022. Fuck you, Rolling Stone. Talking about leave alpha male rap in 2022.
That's rap.
That's fucking rap, dog.
Wait, they call it alpha male rap?
Yeah. They said leave Drake's and 21 right. Savage, Her Loss, and Future, I Never Liked You albums in 2022. They're the most streamed albums of the year. Arguably, I Never Liked You could be album of the year. Her Loss.
What's I Never Liked You? That's
But they're just saying like it's a bunch of misogyny in it. That's rap.
That's rap.
It's nothing
man.
New. It's been this way for 30 years.
It's always been
but
rap.
But also, this is the beauty about music. You don't have to listen to it. You got so many genres. You got so many options. You know what I mean? Like, I've never listened to Future and said, I want to do some misogynistic things. It doesn't motivate me. The beats are crazy. You know what I'm saying? He says some slick shit, which is cool. But I've never been motivated to go do anything. You know what I mean? It's good to just... Future makes drunk music. Like, great party, club, turn up. I want to feel good with my friends. Do hood rat shit. It gets the people going. That's the type of music
provocative.
It's provocative. That's it. If I listen to Kendrick, I gotta be like in my house. I gotta be related to like the topic matter. Cole, I love hip hop. That's why I'm listening to Cole. Like, and Cole has showed I can get on a track with the niggas that y'all love and rap and be versatile. Drake, you can listen to it with your mom, your kids. You know, you can listen to Drake with anybody. They might sneak Drake. They might play God Did. I mean,
God's Plan.
God's plan in church. They might play it in church, bro. But that's what type of science, that's what type of formula that nigga has. But Future, I don't care. Niggas might talk about mumble rap all they want. Every nigga that is good in the public is listening to Future.
Hello, listener. Guess who's back? It's me, Anthony Mays, your favorite butcher turned podcast producer, and I'm here to talk to you about ButcherBox. ButcherBox is the most convenient way to get high quality meat and seafood that you can trust delivered straight to your doorstep, free shipping, vacuum sealed packaging. It's ready to go right then. It's ready to pop in the freezer. You get exclusive member deals and a variety of high quality cuts at an amazing value. Going to the grocery store can be a huge pain. You're usually in a rush at an inconvenient time. You're waiting in line at the meat counter. You're taking a number. Maybe this place doesn't have a number. You're jostling with fellow customers. You're trying to get that ribeye that you want or that nice piece of salmon. Maybe the butcher that you're dealing with has a bad attitude or something. I don't know. That was never me, I promise. But maybe it happens. ButcherBox takes all of that out of the picture. You are always prepared with meat and seafood in the freezer, and you're not going to find quality for this price anywhere else other than ButcherBox. So sign up at butcherbox.com/dings, D-I-N-G-S, and get our special deal. ButcherBox is offering our listeners a free for a year offer plus an additional $20 off. You can choose salmon, chicken breasts, or steak tips free in every order for a year. Sign up today at butcherbox.com/dings and use code DINGS, D-I-N-G-S, to choose your free for a year offer plus get $20 off your first order.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
That nigga Future's hilarious, man. That nigga makes me laugh.
So, Amin, you're co-signing it, that Future is the rapper of the
generation? I'm saying I understand that from that perspective. Okay. I understand that. I mean, I think Cole is the one. Like, I think, you know, I think if you're looking for commercial success, it's obviously Drake, and it's not close. Like Trey said, Drake has the formula. Like, he knows exactly, like, and what Drake does a great job of, I think, is he identifies sounds and, like, musical trends from other places and then, like, co-opts that shit. He's a master at that, right? Like, oh, Afrobeats is big enough. Okay, like, I'm gonna be an Afrobeats guy. Like, and then we joke about it, like, all of a sudden Drake is Jamaican, all of a sudden Drake is from England or whatever. But the reality is, like, that's part of his success, is he's in tune with what's the next thing that's popping, and he hops on that wave and it lets it carry him. But I think what Cole represents is like, more so than any other artist out there, because anyone who can say this either isn't big enough or hasn't done this, which is to say, fuck that, I'm going to do it the way I want to do it. I'm going to make music that means something to me. I'm not going to do things, I'm not going to hop on trends. I'm not going to, you know, he does collab with artists, but he doesn't change his sound. You know what I'm saying? And it's funny because obviously the beginning of his career wasn't like that. But when you look around, everyone's kind of playing the game, and he's playing it to his own rules. There are other rappers who do that, but none of them have been as successful as Cole. They're successful in their own right, whatever, but they're just not, you know, like, again, selling out arenas, having your own festival, whatever.
Cole made it cool to not have anybody on your album.
Yeah, yeah, and I think that's something that he's moved off of, as far as, you know, like, he used to be like an isolationist, and not mm-hmm. so much.
That's wild that he got not backfire, backlash or whatever, but, like, that's wild that, like, him not having people on his album, you know, was like something that we had to get used to or accept, that this is what it is or whatever. Because when all, like, our favorite people were coming up, like, yo, you would get criticized for having too many features, people, yeah, too many on your features, album, like, right? Like, it was like, oh, you can't do an album by yourself, and Cole does it, and it's just like, all right, well, is he gonna do stuff for other people?
Like, it's like I said, like, he's come off of that. Like, you see the shit he did with 21 and the shit he did with Bia. Like, he does shit now, but, like, again, I think that, like, just like Future influencing people is a thing, just like Drake understanding where trends are going and hopping on them, like, right at the right time is a thing. I think being able to say, I'm not going to compromise who I am, I'm not trying to appeal to a certain kind of, you know, like, Drake is trying to appeal to a mass audience. I think Kendrick is trying to appeal to, like, people write for the New York Times and stuff, right? Like to the music critics. I mean, the music critics, like, overall. Cole doesn't do that. And I think that not trying to do that, that's a superpower in itself. I think the other thing also is the idea that, you know, when I think about, you know, like, you know, you turn on the radio or, you know, you go to a club or whatever, and song after song after song, they all sound the same. Again, that Future sound, the mumble rap, the drill beats or whatever. And I'm like, well, is this how rap is now? Like, do people listen to the shit we grew up listening to? And does it sound to their ears like Grandmaster Flash? Da, 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 da. Like, does it, like, the way that sounded to us?
I'm sure it does. I'm sure it does. Jerv was talking about Meek Mill, and that was a funny thing about it. Remember how you talking about he first got introduced to Meek Mill? So it's interesting to see how different ears kind of, you know, take in that shit.
Yelling.
but also, like, at the same time,
the other time, I didn't know 21 got Cole his first Grammy. I didn't know that.
He got what?
I thought, like, I didn't know that was his first Grammy. A lot.
Yeah. Yeah.
I thought he would have won something from, like, Forest Hills Drive or something.
That's why he doesn't go to the Grammys. Because the first time he went and he lost the thing to Bon Iver, I'll never forget that shit. And I don't even know who the fuck they are. Like, so I still don't know who they are. I don't know what they've
done. Shout out to Bon Iver.
You do?
No, that
was rap album.
No, that was Newcomer.
Newcomer, but Bon Iver is a big deal.
Is it?
I found out, I don't fuck with Harry Styles.
Do they sell out arenas and do they got their own festival?
Do they got a festival?
They out there Woodstocking, my man. But I was talking to somebody last night about fucking Harry Styles, and he was like, yo, you seen this video, right? And I'm like, no, I don't even really like rock with bro like that. This man had billions of views in 9 months on YouTube.
Yo, Trey, you don't know Watermelon Sugar.
You don't fuck with
Watermelon Sugar. No,
I know nothing about that, bro.
For real? What's the other one?
I knew the name though. I'm not gonna pretend like I don't know who he is.
That nigga shit's out there, man.
Hey, he had billions.
Stadium status.
Wait, you never heard?
You know, he said he knew his name.
Like, I knew who he was. Never heard his music. I never heard no songs. But they were like, "Yo, look at this video." We were talking about views and shit, right? And he's like, "Drake, it takes Drake like probably 2 years to do like a billion, and it's a big deal in our community." But this dude is this ridiculously famous. Like, not like billions of views for 9 months for one video for that's been sitting for 9 months is crazy to me.
The song is everywhere. Like, that's what I'm kind of surprised at.
But that's the thing. I probably have heard the songs and didn't realize who the artist was.
Yeah, like,
you know what I'm saying?
That happens to me.
Because I'm not sitting, I don't sit in a, you know, in New York, you're not sitting in a car and somebody got the radio playing. Like, if it ain't Flex or something, I'm not going to be listening to, like, I can't even tell you the station that plays the pop shit out here.
Can you imagine Flex dropping a bomb on Harry Styles? This shit is crazy right now.
Somebody mix that up. Let's edit that up.
New York. Y'all ain't ready for this.
I want you to go into deli right now. I want you to go into deli and push the Aki out of the way and reach in the cash register right now.
As it was is the as it was. That should be as it was. That's going to do it for us here at Bomb. Remember, patreon.com/countthedings. Make sure you are locked in, getting all that extra content, exclusive content for our subscribers. If you didn't want to wait a whole week to get the full episode, if you're a Patreon member, you would have got it immediately the first day. So again, patreon.com/countthedings. For Big Dur, for Black Trey, I'm Amino Hassan, reminding you to stay black, motherfuckers. Merry New Year!